Disney CEO Bob Chapek denies company is too woke. The world is a rich, diverse place. By David Ng on October 30, 2022. Walt Disney Company CEO Bob Chapek has pushed back on the claim that the company has become too woke following its wholehearted embrace of radical transgender ideology and LGBTQ activism. At the Wall Street Journal Tech Live conference on Wednesday, Chapek responded by saying inclusivity is part of Disney's storytelling mission, adding that he wants Disney to reflect the rich, diverse world we live in. I think the more complex something is, the more you really have to drill down into the basics. And we want our content to reflect the rich, diverse world that we live in, he said, according to a report in The Wrap. And, again, I guess that's another way of saying, catering to your audience. But the world is a rich, diverse place and we want our content to reflect that. And we're so blessed to have the greatest content creators and they see it similarly. He later described Disney as an apolitical company. I always say, when someone walks down Main Street and looks at the castle, you're not thinking, I'm on one side of the political spectrum or the other. You have a shared belief in all the wonderful aspects of what Disney is, he reportedly said. But in recent months, Disney has taken clear political positions, most notably by picking a fight with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R, over the state's parental rights in education law, which forbids the teaching of radical gender ideology, including transgenderism, and sexual identity to children in kindergarten through third grade. Earlier this year, Chapek folded to pressure from a small minority of activist employees and vowed to battle the Florida legislation, even after it was signed into law. The CEO penned a groveling apology to his employees, saying he was wrong to have initially resisted taking a political position. You needed me to be a stronger ally in the fight for equal rights and I let you down. I am sorry, Chapek said in a memo to Disney staffers. Governor DeSantis responded by revoking Disney's self-governing status in Orlando, a special privilege held by the company for more than 50 years. Disney has also incorporated transgender themes into its entertainment for children and teens, including putting trans characters in shows such as the animated Baymax series on Disney Plus and Raven's Home on the Disney Channel. On Wednesday, Chapek was asked what he learned from the Florida situation. He replied by saying he was reminded of how important the sentiments of Disney's cast are on similar issues in terms of making them feel that they were part of the Walt Disney Company, according to a Fox Business report. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.